Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Larry Davis is one of those rare individuals with both musical and athletic gifts that propelled him to the top ranks in both fields. He played professional baseball for the Chicago Cubs and the Washington Senators before leaving that world behind to pursue his dream of becoming a musician. After saying goodbye to teammates like the great Ernie Banks, Larry went on to become a highly sought-after studio musician in Nashville, rubbing elbows with a who's who list of the greats in that industry, including Chet Atkins, the creator of the Nashville sound. Larry's a history buff and a life learner, and along the way he's absorbed a variety of musical styles that rival his extremely varied life: classical, bluegrass, jazz, and mariachi, just to name a few, and they're carefully preserved in a group of fine recordings. We'll be sampling from those CDs today, and you'll find links to more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. You can hear Larry jump from Bach to Bossa Nova live in recital at the High Point Library on Saturday, June 16th, from 2 o'clock to 3:30. Larry made the trip to WFDD from his home on Ridges Mountain in Randolph County to talk with me about his extraordinary life and the music he loves. Today we'll focus on the music, and we'll talk baseball this Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Up Close. I spent about a half hour online this morning watching some video clips of you performing in various venues, and I was just struck, Larry, with the variety of music. From you're playing some burning bluegrass there. The first one was the 13th Annual Glenn Davis Memorial Concert. Yep. And great bluegrass band, and little Sweet Pea dancing up there. Looked like half as tall as a violin. She looked like you're having a great time up there.
So many people said, you know, we want to hear bluegrass. So I got Stan Brown, and I said, we're going to do all grass. And we did. And this lady, I called her Sweet Pea, clogged. Of course, that theater's full. Balcony and downstairs. They come from all over the state.
Oh, you could tell. And that place was hopping. And she was doing some serious clogging, and people were going crazy. Woo! You know, I jumped down to the next video clip, and there you are playing a bossa nova by yourself in a quiet little coffee house setting. I mean, it sounds just like you're Gilberto Gil. I mean, that shift is dramatic for most years, but for you, it seems like it's just natural.
It is. I mean, if you play classical music, you have got to perform classical music as it is written. You don't bend strings, and you don't, well, occasionally you use a pull-off, but you've got to play classical music as it is. Jazz, you can do anything. And bossa nova, you know, I love bossa nova pieces and jazz, and Dave Brubeck is still one of my favorite pianists. And when he and Paul Desmond recorded that song, must have been back in the late 50s, early 60s.
You're talking about Take Five?
Take Five. I said, man, I can play that on the guitar. But I love to play those tunes.
Yeah.
A lot of the great jazz players come along in the late 60s, early 70s. I learned from all of them. Django Reinhardt, Donny Smith, Joe Pass, you know.
All the greats.
Oh, yeah. And listen to what they do, and don't try to copy any of them, but try to learn and incorporate in your playing what they're doing.
Well, I was just listening to your own arrangements of tunes like Summertime and Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
Really unique takes, just the harmonic exploration you got going on there, and you really make those tunes your own.
Well, you learn, you know, to feel a piece. And a lot of people never got to go. There's a place called Land of Oz, which was up in Banner Elk, North Carolina. We went. And it was a theme park like from the movie Wizard of Oz. And they played that song all the way through that park. And I just fell in love with that song. And it's one of my favorites. You've got to think in your mind when you say you want to learn this piece, is it fit for the guitar? Does it match with the guitar?
Yeah. And you do such a great job of choosing. Even on the Christmas album, I'm looking at all these tunes, What Child Is This? I mean, they lay so well for your instrument. You really make them sing.
Well, you learn to feel each tune, and the more you play, the more you can get into a song, inside that song. You have to just dissect that song and say, well, how do I need to play that, the first 16 bars or the first 8 bars or the repeat, or, and you just take a song and figure out which style you're going to play.
Are there moments in tunes that you gravitate toward, Larry, where you think, gosh, I really love this moment of this tune. I'm going to do something special with that. Could you give me an example of something like that? Like, say, for Summertime, for example.
Well, I think I do that in one sharp, which would be using the E minor. And I also have an arrangement of it that is in A minor. And it just depends on which arrangement I want to use.
Yeah, and you get a different feeling with each key you're in.
Yeah, you get a different feeling entirely. And I remember playing that song one time. I don't remember, it was a theater somewhere. And I got into the first two or three notes, and people started applauding. And I said, man, I've never played this particular song this way. And I was using playing a C chord and noting the E note with my first finger at the 12th fret and strumming the chord at the same time. And it gives almost a third octave sound.
So you had like a drone, like an E natural drone through it. Neat.
Yep.
You mentioned this in the pre-interview, Larry, that you also had a run-in with mariachi, which I find unusual for this neck of the woods.
How I got into that, there's a gentleman named Don Isom down in Charlotte. And they had a booking agency called Custom Entertainment. Jane, his wife, called me just out of the blue, and she said, Don needs a guitar player bad. And the first job I did with him was down at Lake Norman, and come to find out that he is a monster trumpet player. He'd played in Vegas and worked with all these people. We did it for 3 years. I mean, hard at it.
Where?
Well, we would play around Charlotte. You know, Charlotte's a pretty good-sized town. Huntersville, Gastonia. And I really learned tunes. I mean, I didn't know a lot of mariachi tunes. I mean, I could play them, but they stuck with me. Besa me mucho, tika tika, gosh, you know. Miami Beach rumba. These are just some of the light ones.
Oh, yeah. Besame mucho.
That means kiss me a lot. I didn't know one time, so I went and asked this friend of mine who worked at the library. I said, what does that mean? So she told me. And
she didn't show you?
No, there was a counter between us, you know.
Quiero estrecharte en mis brazos, sentirte muy cerca.
But you learn every way you can. And I got this idea of playing Soldier's Joy from John McEwen. John, you know, played banjo with the Nitty Gritty. And John was playing it one day. And I said, well, man, I can do that thing on the guitar.
Guitarist Larry G. Davis. We've been sampling from Larry's CDs throughout the show today, and if you liked what you heard, you'll find links to more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. You can hear Larry live in recital on Saturday, June 16th from 2 o'clock to 3:30 at the High Point Library. And join me this Friday at 1 o'clock, where I'll catch up with Larry's life in the majors and in the major leagues of the music world, where he's performed with many of the greatest musicians of his generation. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.